Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And in just a couple minutes, we'll be introducing you to our guest today, Ethan Pope. And Chuck, Ethan's going to address a topic that affects probably all of our listeners.
Well, anyone who is working or has worked in their life has been impacted by Social Security. They've either paid into the account and hoping to draw from it one day, or they're drawing from it today. They've paid in throughout their lifetime, and they're drawing those funds from the Social Security Trust Fund account right now. So we're going to talk about that today with Ethan Pope, and I'm going to say up front, Dave, that it's not in good shape. And if you're living in this idea that man's economy is going to have to provide all of your needs, then you're going to feel a great deal of fear today. But I've come to realize that we're living in a time when people are becoming very government-centric. We're in an era where everyone is reading the news and wondering what government's going to do next. And I believe as Christians, we should be very God-centric. As I was thinking about Daniel, you know, Daniel was in an environment that most of us would not want to be in. First, he was exiled into a foreign land. Most of us would never have to experience that. Secondly, he was taken as an indentured slave of the government. And third, the king wasn't very nice. I mean, King Nebuchadnezzar consulted mediums, spiritists, astrologers. He was not one who shared Daniel's worldview at all. But Daniel never became government-centric. In fact, he said in Daniel chapter 2, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are His." He said that God's power is greater than government's power. So as we talk about these things today and we look at the facts with our Social Security system, they're not meant to make you feel fearful. They're meant to cause you to believe that it's time to rely totally on the Lord, which is what Daniel did. He said in chapter 2, verse 21, that it is God who changes times and seasons. That's what God deals with. Those are bigger issues than the next legislation coming from the government. And he even went on to say that God sets up kings and deposes them, that kings are subjected to the King of Kings, to our God, to the God who rules the world. So when we look to the Lord for our help, for our hope, and for our wisdom and insight, then we can be at peace, and we can analyze these problems we're dealing with and respond to them without being fearful.
Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to today's guest, Ethan Pope. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks, you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest and longtime friend is Ethan Pope. Ethan, welcome back to the program.
Chuck, thank you so much. Let me just begin by saying how much I deeply appreciate Crown Financial Ministries and all that you're doing and the ministry is doing for the cause of Christ. So we salute you in that cause.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing, Ethan. You, as I said, you've been a friend of ours for a long time. You were personal friends with Larry and with Howard, and you continue to serve in this area of ministry where we think the body of Christ has great need right now. So it's a pleasure to welcome you back to the program. Today we're going to talk about your book, Social Security, What's in It for You? And I want to start, Ethan, by giving our audience a little background. Tell us about Social Security. I think the program's somewhat of a mystery. We don't know a lot about it.
really is, well, I think it's good to provide context as we get into a topic like this. And it goes all the way back, as most of us know, to August 14th of 1935. And that's when Franklin Roosevelt signed into law one of the most historic pieces of legislation ever passed in our nation's great history. And so the question we have to ask is, how and why did it come about? And we all know that it was because of the Great Depression in the 30s and the banking system collapse of 1933, all of those issues in our economy and in our nation brought about what is known as the New Deal. And so they need to help people who were hurting back at that time. And so they brought into the program Social Security to try to solve some of those problems. Now, one of the basic fundamental problems with Social Security is that it started out, Chuck, and it's called a pay-as-you-go system. That is one of the fundamental issues that we need to understand why we're having problems today and why we'll have problems in the future. Money coming into the system today, the majority of that basically is being used to pay benefits this year. And that's been true since the system started back in the late 1930s. So that's a fundamental problem.
So, Ethan, the government recognized that the Great Depression caught people off guard, and so the program was intended to force us to save money, right?
Well, it was intended to have a benefit program for people that needed the funds.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes, they did start collecting payroll taxes, so that would be some type of a forced savings. But the primary purpose was simply to start paying benefits to people that were unemployed and senior citizens that were basically in great need during the Great Depression.
Okay.
So it was never the mindset of we're going to have a mandatory savings program for our citizens that will help them long term. That's part of the issue, but the primary reason that it started was to start paying out benefits immediately to those in need.
Okay, so here we are over 60 years later.
Yes.
And the Congressional Budget Office recently reported that Social Security could go into the red earlier than expected, and we know that applications for retirement benefits are way up over 2008. What's going on? Is Social Security going to go bankrupt?
Well, we're definitely headed for a crisis, and you mentioned the recent report that came out that basically says that Social Security is going to go into deficit spending in 2010 and also in 2011. Then we're going to come out of deficit spending for a few years until we hit 2016, and then it's in 2016 that we're going to enter into some long-term deficit spending that basically meaning that less revenues are coming in than benefits are going out. And, of course, anytime you have long-term deficit spending, well, then that creates a crisis. Going back to the kind of pay-as-you-go fundamental problem with this, the reason that it worked in earlier years, if you go back to 1945, Chuck, there were 42 people working, paying into the system for every one person receiving benefits. So you had a 42-to-1 ratio.
Sure. What is it today?
As you move forward to today, we're basically at a 3.3 workers paying in for every one person receiving benefits. Mm-hmm. If we go out to 2040, it becomes a 2-to-1 ratio. So you can see just the fundamental problem that the system cannot continue to work with those ratios and it being a pay-as-you-go system.
Right. And there's another overarching problem, in my opinion, Ethan, and that's the government is borrowing a dollar for every dollar of its income that it takes in today. And we're not even solvent in keeping current with our annual budget, much less our long-term obligations like Social Security. So to me, I think our listeners need to be aware that this is a brewing problem, and Social Security is going to be in deep trouble by 2016.
It is, and that's when the major problem starts. And I know that you and I have talked about just it's a so-called Social Security Trust Fund. Well, if you look at the government reports that are coming out, and you don't really know exactly what's going on, they tell you that there's $2.4 trillion that has been accumulated in the Social Security Trust Fund, so that when 2016 comes along, well, then they're going to start drawing funds out of the trust fund and basically, you know, make up the deficit.
Sure. Is there a trust fund?
There's a major problem with this trust fund. There technically is a trust fund, but it has $2.4 trillion worth of government IOUs.
Mm-hmm.
Every year since the early 1980s, the Social Security fund has had a surplus. Actually, I think last year the surplus was $180 billion. So what happens when the trust fund has a surplus, the federal government, Chuck, they reach in and they take that cash out and they spend it in the federal budget. Then they hand the Social Security trust fund an IOU.
Sure.
So it simply notes in there that starting in 2010 and 2011, they got to pay back some of those. But then in 2016, now the government has to come up with additional funds that would create even more deficit problems as they have to pay those funds back. So the bottom line is, we all know there is no money in the trust fund.
So, Ethan, what you're saying is that this idea that there's a pot of money that they can rely on in 2016 is really non-existent. There is no pot of money to rely upon.
The trust fund is simply full of IOUs. There is no cash in the trust fund. And when those notes become due and the government has to pay them back, well, then the federal government has to find the resources through raising taxes or some other resources to start paying those funds back, and that will create more problems beginning in 2016.
Well, Ethan, this is a fascinating topic and one our listeners need to know about. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Ethan Pope. Ethan is the author of Social Security, What's in It for You? And Ethan, you've given us really some alarming news that I think many people already understood, yet they're still relying upon their Social Security income, and more and more people, because of job losses, are making claims early. Instead of waiting as long as they can to begin to draw down on Social Security, claims are up 23% over last year. So there's a lot of pressure on the system. But if the system is already broke, does it matter that they're going to run out in 2016 and run out of money? I mean, why is the government presenting it to us like this is going to be a crisis? It seems like it always has been a crisis.
Well, it definitely has been a growing crisis, and so we're going to have more pressure points as each year goes forward. One of the things I think that's important to explain, though, is that even though we're going to have increasing pressure points as each year goes by, as we hit these deficit years, as long as Social Security taxes are being collected, benefits will be able to be paid. For example, if we go out and basically if they're only paying the tax money that's coming in, they could pay approximately 76% of the benefits. So, yes, people would have a tremendous drop in benefits, but yet benefits still would be paid. So that's an important thing to understand, that we're not saying that one day all the money is going just to go away and there'd be no benefits. but potential there to have greatly reduced benefits is very, very high.
Well, I know in your book you say that 22% of the elderly currently rely upon Social Security as their only source of income. Could you break it down for me and how many people are actually relying on Social Security as their only income in other brackets?
Well, yes, there's, as you mentioned, the first one there, that's an alarming amount. Almost a fourth of the senior citizens depend on 100%. 33% of senior citizens actually, they say that Social Security benefits accounts for 90% of their income. And then you move on to a higher bracket, 66% of senior citizens receive more than 50% of their income only from Social Security. So, Chuck, we see that here two-thirds of all senior citizens are depending for at least half their income from Social Security. So that's really an alarming fact that many people will be hurt as Social Security, you know, maybe encounters problems in the future.
Well, as we look at this ratio of 42 to 1 back in 1945, 42 workers for every one person on the system, that one day we're headed to a ratio of 2 to 1, which is totally unsustainable. Most of our listeners are in their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s. And they're listening to this today. They're thinking about their Social Security benefits. What do they need to be doing to prepare for the eventuality that the system is going to be broke?
Well, I think we need to understand, and I know that that we would greatly agree upon this, is that everyone needs to be living on a budget. We need to have a written plan. We need to be, praying and asking God for guidance on how can we best allocate the resources coming in to our family each year. And so part of that plan, we know that we need to have a savings plan, an investment plan, looking ahead to the future. None of us should be fully dependent upon Social Security, and the fact that we're looking at, you know, moving down the road to a crisis is even a greater motivation that we should be doing something personally to be involved in that steady plotting type investment program.
So, Ethan, what you're saying is the program is not going to go away completely, although there's going to be tremendous financial pressure to maintain the current program. And secondly, you're telling our listeners, don't be dependent on Social Security. You may draw some Social Security in the future, but don't make that your primary source of income as you think forward into retirement.
That's exactly right. Primary word here is that as long as they're collecting Social Security taxes, they'll probably be paying benefits.
Well, I know, and our listeners know, that right now the federal government, and this is not a political statement, it's a statement that applies to everyone who's listening because we're all subject to the same government, but our federal government is planning on increasing the amount of debt that this country has. And if we look at Social Security as an isolated program and it's not sustainable, how are we going to sustain all these additional programs, Ethan?
Well, Chuck, there are reports that come out on a consistent basis by the Government Accountability Office, or the reports that I enjoy reading, and the Congressional Budget Office. And, Chuck, here's a phrase that they consistently use, and they say that our nation is on an unsustainable course. And that's really a key phrase there, and these are government reports coming out being presented to Congress and to us as citizens, and that's the phrase they use basically in every report. And then I noticed something that was very interesting last year in a report that came out in 2008. They've used that phrase for years, but then they added a sentence. After they said unsustainable, they said, by definition, something that is unsustainable will stop. And so now they're defining to us what unsustainable is, simply telling Congress and us as citizens that things are going to come to a stop unless we change. And so that we should really take those reports coming out as warnings to our nation that we cannot continue our current path because it is unsustainable.
Well, Ethan, I know that you've seen a statistic that says that by 2024, that there are four programs that are going to consume the entire federal budget, 100% of it. What are those four programs?
Chuck, it's amazing to see the projections that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on the national debt will be consuming 100% of the projected revenues for the federal government in 2024.
That means there'll be no money to operate any other federal program besides those four obligations.
You're exactly right. Based upon that projection, that can change, of course, from year to year, though.
Well, let's talk about what we can do when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Ethan Pope.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My guest today is Ethan Pope. And Ethan, we all know that Social Security is in trouble, Medicare is in trouble, Medicaid's in trouble, the spiraling out of control national debt needs to be reined in. What advice do you have for those who don't want to respond in fear? People don't need more fear. They already understand that we're in perilous times. They want to know what they should do. What's your recommendation for people who are saying, I want to prevent the next generation from inheriting this mess?
Oh, Chuck, let's be careful to make sure that we do provide hope and understanding that our ultimate trust and security is always in God and God alone. So let's focus on that as being the foundation. And then just for some practical things, of course, we're instructed in Scripture to pray for our nation's leaders and pray for them faithfully. And then, you know, we are to, let's be sure that we do not disconnect from this topic. Let's engage the topic. Let's talk about it in our homes, talk about it in our businesses, talk about it in schools and churches. This topic should be on the planning board, that white marker board. And so let's make sure that we're engaging with those that we associate with. Write your government officials, phone them, let them know your opinions, send emails. You know, the bottom line is, do not listen to this broadcast and simply go away and disengage. We yeah. want you to engage with this.
Well, we all have a voice, and the Lord wants us to take personal responsibility when we see danger and take warning, not just to take warning ourselves, but to help others, because you and I both know that it's the next generation that we have to speak up for. Well, Ethan, what a pleasure to have you on the program today. I hope you'll come back soon.
Chuck, thank you. It's a joy to be with you.
Well, Chuck, in the moments that we have left in today's program, I want you to tell our listeners about a special event happening tomorrow, one day only, in Dallas.
Well, to all of our Dallas listeners, I hope you will join us tomorrow, and you can participate with us in the premiere of our new God Provides film series. We're going to be showing Abraham and Isaac on the big screen. What a great time to get exposed to what we're trying to do with this new film series, to see it on the big screen, to experience it yourself, to interact with us, and then to catch a vision for how God wants to use this new resource, possibly in your family, in your ministry and your spheres of influence. I am personally going to be there. I'm very excited about meeting our listeners, and I hope that you're making plans to be with us, because we're going to be there tomorrow.
Well, make plans to join Chuck and the team from Crown tomorrow at the AMC Grand 24 Theaters there in Dallas, Texas. It starts at 9 o'clock, and now there's no ticket purchase needed, but seating is limited, so be sure you get there early. And that's tomorrow morning at the AMC Grand 24 Theaters in Dallas, Texas. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.